health officials predict that within the week, 1 million people will have died of COVID-19 in this country. This is a little more than 2 years after we learned of the pandemic. You know, it's hard to process and understand the scale of this loss, and exact figures are almost impossible to know. But Emory Parker has been digging into the data that we have and breaks the last 2 years into 5 different pandemics. Emory is data project manager for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, and he joins us. Emory, hello.
Hi, Scott.
So 5 different pandemics that you see in the data. Let's go through a few of those. One of those is comparing the early pandemic to where we are now. We all remember spring 2020 in New York City and how bad that was. Talk about that sudden, very difficult beginning and how it changed.
Going into this, I knew that was going to be one of the main things that I wanted to talk about because I wasn't in New York, but I remember talking to my friends and watching round-the-clock media coverage of it. And it turns out it indeed was a uniquely and intensely deadly period of the pandemic. Those first 2 weeks in April 2020 really did see the highest per capita death rate that we've seen in the entire pandemic for any one spot, at least according to the data we have available to us.
And then almost a year into it, the vaccines came and changed this pandemic. You look into vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, and what did the data tell us about how effective vaccines are at preventing death?
Right. So this was one of the other things that I knew I was going to want to talk about going into this is just the remarkable effectiveness of the vaccines. Maybe people are a little bit disappointed that the vaccines didn't turn out to be, you know, the silver bullet that would just end the pandemic, as we all hoped. Looking at, for example, the most recent Omicron wave, which is a really challenging case for the vaccines, you know, this new variant comes along. It's a little bit more evasive of the vaccines. There's sort of waning immunity from the vaccines over time. And yet we still see that the rate of death for vaccinated individuals was 10 times lower than it was for unvaccinated. And that was further halved if you were boosted. And that's just remarkable.
You mentioned immunity waning for some people. I imagine there's a lot of concern about vaccinated seniors who may not have a booster.
Right. And I think, you know, that kind of segues into one of the other dividing lines. Obviously, there's a big dividing line in age. The vast majority of deaths have occurred in individuals over the age of 65, but that does kind of obscure the ways that COVID has impacted younger Americans. And I think the thing that really surprised me is when I started digging into preliminary data for 2021 from the CDC and found that, okay, for example, people aged 15 to 24, COVID was actually like the fourth highest cause of death in that year. And then you go to people aged 25 to 34, COVID is the second leading cause of death between accidents and suicides and above homicides. What really stuck with me is for people aged 45 to 54, not an age group that we've talked a lot about in, you know, the broader coverage. Last year, COVID was the number one cause of death for that age group.
Wow. Yeah, sobering to think about that and to pour into that data. Finally, you look into, we've talked about this on our show, the economic and socially vulnerable people who have been disproportionately affected by COVID. What do you see in that data?
I feel like I've written versions of this story kind of over and over again. And it just really gets to the legacy of inequity in American public health. And however you want to chop it up, whether it's, you know, rural versus urban, whether it's poor versus wealthy, whether it's being a member of any kind of historically marginalized racial or ethnic group, whether it's access to insurance, access to healthcare, we just know all of these things are associated with worse outcomes in public health. And that turns out to be the case when it comes to COVID as well. If you're in a county with higher measures of any of these things, you're seeing significantly higher death rates than you are for, you know, wealthier counties and counties where people have access to healthcare and to the resources that they need.
Emory Parker is data project manager for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Emory, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.